Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 435.
It's Weekend Banter.
Clap it in. Woo.
And it's Dill's final show Australia.
It is indeed.
Mate, you arrived here on episode 340. 340.
Yeah.
And it's four something.
Do you remember, we had so much energy then. We had so much time. We created a whole video, a highlights video.
Oh, yeah. It was like, it's intense. And then now it's like, oh, my God.
I'm just run down. I'm getting cold. Babies are crumbling. Yeah. But, Dill, you are leaving us tomorrow.
Yep.
I just need a piss. Is that okay?
Are you serious?
No, jeez. He always
And you gave me shit for pissing before as well.
Yeah. The camera's shaking, the buildings. Oh. Anyway, how are you, mate? How's the last, how many hours left?
As of now, like 36 maybe.
Okay. Are you sad?
Yes and no.
I mean, you've been living at large. And when I say large, potentially you're blowing out.
$250 at a mini bar large.
Yeah.
No, like I'm happy to go home because I get to share all these experiences and I have so many stories now to tell my friends and family. Mm. But then it's like I'm going back to my original family, but I'm leaving this family.
Yeah. No, that is true. It's what's always interesting about coming home is that everyone's just been living their life.
Yeah.
So not much has changed for most. It feels like you can get that Groundhog Day feeling when you just... in routine. And I know I've come back with this kind of like bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and people just like, oh, yeah, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
What? Happy last. I don't know what you. It's okay. It's all right. I'll get these going. But what we've got right now, Josh didn't go off for a pee. He's actually
hilarious.
He's got a cake. And this is a classic sponge cake from Woolies or Coles.
That's so cute.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even your birthday.
No.
We don't give a shit.
That's my birthday soon.
Oh, it is? Yeah. How many days until your birthday?
Birthday is Wednesday.
Oh, so this is a
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
It's Weekend Banter, everyone.
Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you.
The sparkler's going.
That's real intense.
So was it yesterday or a few days ago, you were saying how one of your brand values is eating a lot of food.
Well, I think you become that guy. Like you are that guy and then people identify you as that guy. So you are that guy.
Yes.
You've been eating.
Pretty much.
Yeah, watch out for the $5,000 mic.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
I'm more worried about the jumper.
Okay, so we thought, given you are such a top dog
when it
comes to food.
Yeah, I try.
How do you feel about eating both of these cakes before the end of the show?
If you can get me two and a half glasses of water.
Mm-hmm. How about instead of two and a half glasses of water?
No more.
Oh,
no
dear
less.
God.
I have a carton of cinnamon donut milk.
I dig that, yeah.
Have you heard about this?
I've never had it.
This is brand new. Oak. You're invited. What does it say on the side?
It says, where he goes, you're invited to a donut-themed drinks party celebrating the sweet union of Oak and Woolworths. Hungry Thirsty isn't invited and will be bounced off the guest list using delicious, light and fluffy, donutty knuckle dusters and thrown into a buttery lake of beautiful baked goods to drown.
Some marketing
person
got
did you forget you can't swim, hungry, thirsty? Okay. RSVP. What the?
Okay. Anyway.
Adjectives in that.
But so can you open it? I want to have a sniff and then I want Dill to start by drinking that. So if you just drink that as your water and then 97, can you get knife and fork, please?
Yeah, I'm not going to use my hands.
Yeah, that's fine. So just get, what does it smell like? Can I smell it actually?
It smells like cinnamon donuts.
Does it smell?
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, yeah, it's so naughty.
You have a little sip?
I have a little bit. We shouldn't really share dairy products. That's
sharing
the one thing I don't share.
Fucked.
Yeah.
But are you okay with it? Yeah.
Yeah, I've done worse.
What does that mean?
I mean, I've shared worse than milk.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, but what do you mean? Actually, why not?
We're going to leave after the show.
Just scull that down. And then
the entire thing. No, I got to save it.
Do what you want.
It's
in
stages.
I'm going to take out these sparklers.
Sparklers are really hard to light.
Any... Oh, Josh, your mouth tastes good.
No, that's the donuts. Mm.
Oh, wow. That pink icing on that tastes amazing.
Okay, I'm going to take the jumpers off because I don't want to get it.
Really, this is
it.
How full on it's getting.
Yeah.
I think that there could be potentially, we should have connected you with Hulk Smash Food because I feel like there could be a career in this for you.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, there could be. You never know.
Mm. I mean, I guess it depends on if you want to be a competitive eater or not. Yeah. Have you ever thought of entering a competition?
I thought about it like in the last 2 years of school. I'm like, oh, I wonder if I just started to train for it, if it could be viable, but I never pursued it seriously.
Really?
I mean, I stop at the gag reflex thing. Mm. Hulk Smash Food says you
lose it.
You don't, you have to get rid of it.
Yeah. Train it out. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. The thing is, would you consider yourself a minimalist?
Yeah.
I don't know how like competitive eating and minimalism goes together. Do you know what I mean? It feels sort of like if Matt Diavella all of a sudden started doing competitive eating videos on his
I'd watch YouTube, them. That'd be the most high production value.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Which one do you want to start with? I reckon start with the strawberry one with the cream based on that one was refrigerated and also it doesn't have. What are you laughing at, Nosevs?
He's just pumped, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I'm pumped too. Bree was like, now, you've got him. Now, you're not bullying him into doing it. I'm like, babe, look, I'll just ask him and 3D Deal will deliver.
I mean, if I had had a little bit of warning, I wouldn't have had a big bowl of oatmeal about 15 minutes
ago. Yeah, you fucked
up. You had a bowl of oatmeal.
And an apple.
And that was post two donuts this morning.
Yeah. Don't tell my stomach that.
Okay, here we go. So what's your technique going to be?
Can I get this on a proper plate?
Okay.
Oh, geez, it's very...
Techniques.
I mean, we don't really have
big plates. It's more for the stability of it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to drop it on my pants or the floor.
Yeah. Have you been faced... Have you been?
I mean, you've already left your mark over there.
The coleslaw.
Coleslaw on the floor has created a big stain.
Really slamming down hard on it. You have to walk quite softly on here.
Just like tiptoes.
It's like a cubby house in here.
Beautiful.
So here we go. So start with the pink one.
Yeah.
The funny thing is when I was growing up kid going to junior footy and watching my brother play, a sponge cake was something that I'd always have.
And one of Ryan John's best mates' parents or dad owns the factory and the business that create these cakes that go into Woolworths and Coles. Mm. I think it is. So
if I get diabetes, will you pay for my
insulin? I mean, you've already got diabetes, let's be honest. I was nervous. Yesterday you went to cycling, bike riding with Campbell.
Yeah, with Campbell. Fucking amazing time. Great guy.
And did you have a bike of your own to ride that day?
So we went to a bike shop in his suburb. I can't remember the name of his suburb.
Q. Was it Q?
No. Okay. Close to that though. Okay. But
I just read on the email queue. So,
But no, the bike store lent us an e-bike mountain bike for the afternoon.
I never thought about e-bike mountain bikes. It feels like I saw you going up a hill.
Yeah, that's the only way I was able to go up the hill that fast was because it was an e-bike.
Okay. Oh, they've banned them in some state forests based on
treating it like a sandwich.
Okay. Use the tread fucking up the track, so it's like a motorbike. Yeah. Here we go, first bite. I really want a piece. But I really want him to finish it. Maybe I get... he's angry. He's getting angry.
I was thinking before we go to the footy, because after this we're going to the Brisbane game.
Is it Richmond, Brisbane?
Lions, Tigers
after
versus
this,
Lions.
I'm going into a coma.
Do you think like... Yeah, it's going to be like the aeroplane all over again.
We're going to walk into the G. It'll be a 20-minute stroll. You'll be able to get your... Get your appetite back and then we'll get into some meat pie. Who's just become the face of 4 and 20 pie, NBA player?
Patty Mills?
Nah, Aussie dude.
It should be me.
Aussie dude, look it up. But we'll be consuming a few 4 and 20 pies today.
I'm not across the things happening in Melbourne. Dill knows more about shit that's happening in Melbourne. Like
I had a 4 and 20 pie last night.
For dinner or for snack?
No, snack.
Anyway, that basketball stuff. So does anyone know what the deal is with this basketball?
The Boomers versus Australia, wasn't it?
So, no, Boomers is Australia.
Sorry, the Boomers versus the USA. Mm-hmm. So the Australian basketball team and the US basketball team, that's made up of NBA players and shit. So there's all these NBA superstars in Melbourne.
Is it a friendly?
I don't know what it's for. I just saw Amy. Do you know what it's for? Because you were given tickets, or you said, "Do you want a ticket to go?" I mean, she's not grabbing the mic, so she's not going to say anything. She's got nothing to say. So anyway,
97 is jumping to the mic. Yeah, well, do you know what the deal is or no?
No.
Okay.
I mean, she can actually build a child in her belly, but can't answer that. So I can't be disappointed in it.
It's Ben Simmons as well, by the way.
Ben Simmons is the
face of 4 and 20.
Face of 4 and 20. And can you look up if Ben Simmons has any connection to the Adam Goods documentary, The Australian Dream, which I saw last night, thanks to Kylie Eddy.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh, it's fucking unbelievable. It's so unbelievable.
Is it sad?
Yeah, I mean, it's about some serious shit that went down, and it's sad, it's empowering, it's all these, it's all the emotions. I think you'll love it. It's an amazing documentary, and it should be played in every school. It should be made, it should be shown to every single school kid in Australia. What happened?
I nicked the bottom of the milk carton on the chocolate cake.
Oh, and you can't let that. I
thought it was on the table.
I thought it was literally like leaking.
Does Ben Simmons have anything to do with the film?
I think he's the executive producer.
Yeah, so he's dropped some cash into it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. What a legend. Is he Indigenous, Ben Simmons?
I think so.
Anyway.
The cycling. So you said.
Oh, Jesus, he threw half of the cake.
Yeah, it's full on. How's it? You got to go to thedailytalkshow.com and watch the video. But the cycling, the one thing that it's said, crazy, because you've been to emergency once since you've been in Melbourne.
This could be a second time today.
I think stomach pumps.
It was almost a second time yesterday.
Yeah, and that's what this is the thing, because Tommy was you were saying before he went, you're like, be fucking careful and all that sort of thing.
Well, I'm not your father.
Yeah,
but I basically am your father since being here.
What does that mean?
No, but as you walked out the door, I said, dude, you're only here for a couple more days. Please just be careful, please. And I know you'd appreciate that, Mama.
Yeah, but the thing is,
Torreville, but were you? Were you safe?
I was safe. And even Campbell said that too. He's like, we went on easier trails.
Yeah, his words were bitch.
He's like, come on, man.
Have you got your phone with you?
Yeah.
Because I left mine over there. I want to read what you said to me via text message.
Yeah, okay. This is good. All right, there you are. Scroll.
So, geez, you've got the text small. Is that the standard, or have you made that smaller?
No, I've made it smaller. Yeah, because I've got good eyes. I don't have glasses.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Does
no one ever goes down a side? You go up.
Hang on, this is a good point. So my vision, whatever it is, I don't know the reading 2020 might be a little bit less. Obviously, yours without glasses, Josh. It's oh, jeez. That came from his bum. But yours aren't 2020. Does putting glasses on get it back up? Is it like
if you're just looking at,
is that how it works?
Yeah, I fucking hope so. What's the point otherwise?
That is the point. Well, he just said you have bad eyesight, but now he's got the same
I've got
as
better
yours.
Eyesight than you. I've actually got
Yeah, but you need help.
Yeah.
If I go like this.
Yeah, but
I can't even.
You can't do it. Yeah, they're glued on.
Literally stitched onto your head.
It's holding his nose on.
I feel like when I was a kid, geez, I haven't had someone try and grab my glasses off it for about 20 years. It's been about 20. Don't fucking touch it. I feel like don't touch it, fucking touch my glasses was a big line in school.
Why? Yeah. I mean, it's pretty personal to grab someone's face.
Yeah, I used to take my friend's glasses all the time.
Really?
You still friends?
Yeah. Anyway, I'd about the shit out of you if I was in school. I'm just having a look at the text messages. Here we go. So Dill says, I asked him how was the bike riding. Yep. I was actually just making sure that he was still alive.
Yeah.
He wrote back, epic, no joke, literally almost died. And then he said, but recovered from the jump like a pro.
Okay.
And then I said, glad you're alive. And he said, like full jump over the handlebars on a rocky descent. He said, thanks, babe. Me too.
And so did you actually come off over the handlebars?
Yeah. So Campbell and I were going down, and Campbell's like a really experienced mountain biker. He's been doing this for like 8 years.
I saw the jump that you put on your Instagram, and I was for one moment thinking it was you.
No, that was Campbell.
And then he landed and I was like, that's
no, that was Campbell.
Like, yeah, he's good.
So we're going down, and with Australian bikes, the braking between left and right is different than Canada.
True.
So
in America,
when we were at the bike shop, we got it swapped around, but I still had it in my head. I'm like, oh, this is an Australian bike. So I was like,
I was confident, but not 100% confident.
No. So you put your windscreen wipers on as you were trying to indicate.
And then I signaled left. And so we're going down and it's like a rock drop. So there's a bunch of rocks and pebbles and stuff. So I go down and I'm holding the back brake so that I can control my pace as I'm going down. I got to keep eating this, by the way.
Yeah.
But so I'm going down and then the wheel kind of skids and I panic a bit. So I grab the front brake unintentionally thinking it's the back brake because I'm trying to remember, did we change it? Did we not change it? And hands were just all confused. So then the bike just basically stops on top of this rock and there's about a 2-foot drop down worth of stones.
Yeah.
And then it kind of slopes out onto the next part of the trail. And I'm going down the hill.
Mm.
Bike stops. I got a lot of sugar in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, I'm breathing heavily now.
Yeah,
he's already not right now. He doesn't need water. He's got a whole donut.
All right, Josh. Thanks.
We'll check your heart rate after this.
Thanks, Mom.
Episode.
Can I just check your heart rate?
Anyway,
keep talking though.
So it goes down. So I'm going down, and the bike grab the brakes. The bike literally just stops, and I can feel myself just going
over,
like right up and over. And then I can see these rocks. There's literally a rock that's pointed up like that.
A sharp one.
A sharp one. And I'm thinking, if I keep going over, that's going to smash me right in the sternum. Mm. And I'm going to break my chest and it's not going to be ideal.
So annoying.
So I don't know what I did, but I think using my hands, I pushed my entire body up and over so that my feet were going to land first. And then didn't have enough stability to land just on my feet because I was worried about the bike coming back and whacking me in the back of the head.
So we did a backflip.
Why GoPros are great, because explaining these stories are so fucking annoying.
I wish
you jumped over the handlebars, wouldn't you have ended up over the rocks?
But what is he
had a rock drop.
He's explaining a half a second incident in 15 minutes.
Yeah. But then I'm trying not to land on the rock with my feet either because I don't want to break my ankle. Great. So I just rolled and ended up rolling just into the dirt. And I just got a little scratch on my chin. Or shin, sorry. Okay. Just shin.
It would actually be an interesting, keep eating. It'd be an interesting book to take action videos and try and write them out. But last night, Bree and I had a wine and we finished the night with watching fail videos. And it just so happened that I ended up on one that was just all bikes. Fails. Yeah. And it was just, because drinking's new to me. And there's just something about this is what people do. Because it was Bree had gone to bed and I'm just laughing. There's just so many.
Imagine the rabbit holes that people go down just pissed.
Yeah.
I've done it. I've done it a lot with music because then it stimulates you. You're watching all these rappers doing freestyles and just this is the best fucking thing ever. Oh my God. B-Mac and I have done it. Hype Man.
Bit of whiskey.
Just getting pissed.
Jim Beam.
Even watching shit I don't even enjoy when I'm sober, Metallica. Watching live Metallica concerts is one of my favorite things to do.
Not a Metallica guy.
I don't mind them. They're amazing. I respect them as a group. But when you watch them in front of a million people in Russia, did a concert in a hangar in Russia. Or at a airfield.
Why is that? What's funny?
No, just smashing it down. Yeah.
Fucking appreciate it. We're actually just going to time the middle frame.
Well, Dylan 97 eat very similar. So 97's got two cakes.
What, fed by somebody else usually?
No. Before when Dill was arriving and we're sorting out groceries. Yeah.
What happened?
He said, I eat just like 97. I've listened to 97 eat a lot like him. Oh, that's okay.
Jesus Christ.
No, he's got the sniffles. That's a fry. You're a big blower of your nose. Specifically, I don't blow my nose that much.
We know.
It's similar. I mean, what does that
How
mean?
How do you know? I didn't know that.
Because you haven't seen it. Such a weird troll.
Yeah, it is a bit of a weird troll.
But it's one of those things. You're very confident with the nose blow even at a restaurant. You'll just get it all out.
Oh, I'm not worried. No, I'm not that worried. But I think I've always said the people have, and I don't know if what yours is, but the cold that you get most commonly. Mm-hmm. So it's some people get sore throats all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the reoccurring thing. It's the way their body shows a cold. Amy is a cough. I've never been with somebody that gets as, she hasn't even had that many, but it's her thing. It's her thing.
What a thing.
Coughs. It's her thing when it comes to being sick. What's your thing?
I don't think I've got a thing.
Like, how's your cold?
I don't get sick much.
No,
at all.
We haven't been that sick.
I think only, what would it be? Some people lose their voice. What is it for you, 97?
Oh, you lost
what
your voice a couple that time?
Yeah, that
fuck, that was full on.
What's yours?
Mine's just a runny nose.
Yeah?
That's it. Yeah.
That's a classic 97 thing.
I don't get a fever. I barely ever get a cough. It's just runny nose.
All right, Mr. Perfect.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I mean, I'm surprised with your diet, Dill. You don't get sick more often.
He's young.
Yeah, true.
I think that's part of it. So, Remi, this is our one opportunity, final opportunity to really reminisce of 3D Dill's time here while he eats. Yeah. 97, what will you, if you were to write his forward, which I've already done. What's some of the things that you would say? What are your fond memories of 3D Dill?
I reckon I love it when Dill talks about all the differences between Australia and Canada. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so interesting. I'll say something and it'll be like, oh, what does that mean? Or he says something. I was like, that's so weird. Like, all the inconsistencies between the different cultures. I think that's my favorite thing.
It's
mm-hmm.
cute.
That's pretty cute.
Do you have one example?
No, Dylan. That's pretty funny.
Okay.
Just, you know what I mean? Like, it's so weird that they don't have Dill over there.
They don't call you Dill?
No.
Does
anyone get called Dill?
No. Do they have the herb really. Dill?
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, the herb.
Well, that's D-I-L-L?
Yes. D-I-L-L, yeah. Okay. Like Dill takes photos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
TJ, what is it for you?
I mean, I feel like it was yesterday we picked you up from the airport.
Mm. Mm.
It's gone so fast.
It's horrifying, isn't it?
Well,
it's just crazy how fast 4 months has gone.
Yeah. I mean, it's just been nice to have four of us working together and seeing the possibilities of what it's like to work in a team of four on shit together. We've got a lot more done.
Yeah.
Dill's been great, handy, you know, woodwork, helping me paint stuff.
Mm. I think part of it is
it's nice to have a real man around the office.
It is.
another real man around the office.
I think it's also like working out what everyone's like, what I've learned as well is like finding everyone's like skill, like what they're really good at and doubling down on that.
Playing to the strengths of the individual people.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And because I think that you better move. You got to finish that cake. So you nearly finished the pink one. Imagine.
Man, do you want to feel my chest right now?
Yeah. Okay. What is it?
You feel that arrhythmia? That's because I'm dying.
What's arrhythmia?
Your heart beats.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. You have an irregular heartbeat, which I'm still good. I'm going to finish this. There's no way in hell I can finish that.
Are you kidding?
Oh, he's tapping it.
Really? Two donuts and a big bowl of oatmeal.
You are the most ungrateful person.
Currently, right. Khabib has...
I think you can do it.
I'll have that after the footy game.
No. So you've tapped out. Yeah. That's fine. We set you a challenge and you haven't been you're currently in a headlock.
Yeah.
You're Conor McGregor, Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Yeah.
And he's choking you out and you're about to
I mean, there's a bunch of challenges we could have. It wasn't running around. Like, we haven't sort of made you do the 200 kilometers in a month thing. We thought, I said to Tommy, I'm like, what can we do that really Dill's going to be able to smash so we can celebrate him and he's not going to have to tap out?
You want to give the boy a leg up, so we chose the food.
But, you know, you've eaten a whole cake. I wonder how many calories.
Can I get some water, by the way?
No, you got milk.
You got milk. You got milk. It'll be fine.
What's been
34 grams of sugar.
In the milk.
In per serving, and there's two servings in this carton.
68.
How do you actually feel? What's the feeling?
Slightly heavy.
Yeah. You're shaking a bit. That's fine.
Yeah, that's the sugar.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Which cake was that, Josh?
It's the pink one. Bree, is it on the
icing sponge or something?
Yeah.
It's sponge?
Yeah. Okay. Pink sponge.
Pink icing sponge.
From Woolworths.
Woolworths. This is going to be great. You'll be able to, some dietitian has probably jumped
on. Nah, they've actually got the calories on there.
Yeah, it's by law. Oh, he's finished it. I'll clap that.
Okay, well done.
You guys were worried about me yakking
All right, so now,
just like Bodhi, what I do with Bodhi is there's a little bit more. I mean, that's a whole nother scoop. Here we go.
Okay. Come on. I reckon you can at least do half.
No,
I want a piece of that.
No,
I like that.
Just one.
I will vomit all over the micro.
Yeah, don't.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how sick. Isn't it so? This is one thing I was thinking.
I'll make myself do it.
You know when you're sick, like it's, this is a weird thing, but it's like, you know when you're car sick or any type of sick or someone around you is really sick. Whenever you're, okay, God Bree's bless. Just handing Dill some water.
Thank you.
It's funny how when someone else is sick, it's like when during the week when I had some technical issues and I was like really in my head and everyone's around being like, oh, it's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know when you're at the moment, you're saying, oh, everything's going to be okay. You really can't feel what the other person is feeling.
You good there? You want help?
So Tommy's just helping.
I felt the anxiety.
I know, but it's nowhere near like him right now. It's crazy to think of the experience Dill's having right now. And we're so like casual because we're not experiencing it.
I just don't want to push myself and actually make myself sick.
Mm-hmm. Have you vomited yet on this trip?
Yes.
Have you? What from? Yeah.
No, I did. It was a really fucking small, pathetic little vomit. But Mace and I were at the gym with Andre. What was the name of that thing that we were doing?
Burpees? Sled. A sled
yeah,
push.
Yeah, so we're doing the sled push. And I never done the sled push in my life, right? And this, I've maybe been here a month at this point. Mm. So I haven't exercised in a month and a half since school had finished.
So you really, do you exercise? Like being honest, because it feels like at the start of the trip, it's your best self. You're like a walking Matt D'Avella video. You just got like, you're writing everything down. You're really organized. You got everything clean. Everything's good.
Had moderately decent biceps.
Yeah, you've got all that stuff going on. But then slowly over time, you just get comfortable.
Mm.
And then you can start being like, oh, I'm going to have a donut. Oh, I'm like, I am the donut guy. You know?
Yeah,
like,
no, exactly. When I'm at school, I'm in the gym like 5 to 6 days a week.
Really?
Yeah. And I eat ridiculously healthy.
Well, you can. I believe it.
You believe it?
No, because I see how he...
Pass me my phone for a second.
How he cooks. Like he's across the slow
cooker.
Are you going
to show us a rig shot? Have you got a rig? I want to see your best rig.
It's just his background. You've seen it.
Yes. You got chocolate oil. It looks like you've been eating shit.
Dude, as I was munching into that mud cake, I just thought, I'm glad you didn't even attempt. Because that, like... It's like
that is dense, and there's a lot of
trying to get that down.
Should we have given it to him first?
Did I? Oh, I don't think you. I think he would be sick if he went that first. I reckon he would have been sick.
It's 2,500 calories.
Which what the one that he just had?
I found it on the mud cake, but the other one's so similar.
That's awesome.
1,000 calories. Anyway,
you couldn't even do a workout that burns that many calories.
I've done it before.
2,500 calorie workout. Yeah, like what did you do?
I used to do the indoor cycling training stuff. So I did. There was one day where I did 150 kilometers on the bike training.
Bree, if you want to bring that over, I'll have a look.
That mud cake, 240 grams of sugar.
Jesus H Christ!
I said this is the sponge iced fresh cream and jam filled pink. That's what it's called.
Pink.
It just says pink.
The ingredient pink.
Pink.
That's.
And what is it? So, yeah. What does it say?
Per
serving.
Just per serving, 39. It's only 17 grams of sugar.
Yeah, but how many servings? There's probably 8 servings or something.
8 servings, correct.
Mm. Baby knows his cakes. That's like a pizza. Well, it's like a cake.
You've had a good 100, 100 grams.
Plus the milk.
Plus grams of sugar.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh. He's slowly just going red like a tomato.
So we're going to the footy now.
Yeah.
Final words. We'll have you on. Once you're all settled in at home, we can have your little booth set up there and join us and make 97 smile with all the crazy inconsistencies of Canada. Like, what a quirky guy, hey? It's just like...
I love the cultural inconsistencies.
I call him Dill, and they don't say it in Canada.
You're really showing a lot about your social
life. Could you imagine? Do you know what? I can't wait for 97 to travel with us because everything will be exciting. It's like, Josh, have you seen the little cans on the plane? You know, that sort of shit. It's just
a puppy dog.
Yeah, everything's a little bit exciting, isn't it?
I know this is about Dill this episode, but if you throw any question at Mr. 97, he answers it.
Mm.
Doesn't mean it's going to be a great answer.
No.
But it's one of the things I like
anything
most about
else,
him.
Did you want to say anything else about Dill? the other things that you find quite cool.
Anything less lame?
His accent's just so different.
He has a really nice Canadian accent, eh?
Look, I think it's been awesome having you here, Dill. As like Tommy was saying, having another person in the team has been so cool. And you've helped heaps with the show and stuff.
Turned into a 21st speech. I like that.
And that's the thing. I've been able to learn a lot from you guys too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What have you learned?
A fucking lot.
Yeah. Have you got a list?
I literally wrote it down. I was like, oh, they're going to ask.
Oh, that's
good.
Point. Yeah. I like the Dill's always prepped for the stage.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone just all of a sudden pulled out a leg turn and he's, mate, you got to make a speech. He's like, fucking, I got this sorted.
I want to see the pages of things that he's prepared for that we haven't asked.
Josh.
Okay, great. Yeah, here we go. Oh, you've written it for everyone.
Mason.
Oh, this is good.
Well, not Brie and Amy because I didn't expect them to be here. That's fine. So I'm sorry.
That's right. You can ad lib.
All right, go. And what's that diagram that you just drew?
All right,
so you've got a Fields note. What's that?
It's a design for a print.
Go outside. Is that another one of your quotes?
It was, that's actually the visual of him coming off the bike.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to you, Dill.
Okay, there we go.
You could read that to take us home. Take us home before we go to the footy.
Take us out.
So Josh, a couple things that I've learned from you in the last 4 months, keeping an open mindset and being open to opportunities, such as me actually being here, was something a little ridiculous, but you were like totally willing. You said, let's make it happen.
Yeah, it's outrageous. Go on.
Which is pretty cool. Using a critical eye to look at different and non-obvious aspects of work and life. I think you have I was talking to Brie about this the other day. It's like you think about and you have such a considerate thought towards even the most mundane of things, which have a big impact.
Great. Thank you.
Can I just stop for 1 second?
I'm loving this.
You're not actually, it's not a competition for you to eat the chocolate cake.
Look how small that fucking slice is.
Jesus Christ. That's your second.
That's huge.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Second slice.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to it.
You had just as much as me.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's not a competition. I don't feel like you need to finish it.
What's here? I don't want to waste it.
So you're right, it is a competition. No,
it's not a competition. I'm just fucking.
All right, Josh, eat it.
Yeah, go. Yeah, okay.
An eagerness to share. Like I remember when the first 2 days that I was here, we were driving down in the CBD, and you're like, "Oh yeah, look, there's Flinders Street Station. Oh look, there's this other place. Oh look, there's this other place." And I'm just kind of wide-eyed and bushy-tailed and like I have no idea what's going on, but even just some random stuff you're like, oh yeah, look at that over there. I'm like, oh, that's pretty dope.
We were both our best selves in the first week. You were just writing everything down, just really interested.
And then it all went downhill,
and then I'm just like, Dill, I'm not available for the next 6 weeks. So,
yeah, you just mentally we broke up a little bit.
Go on.
The little things in relationships, like spending the week with you and Brie, was really nice. And even seeing how you guys interact was nice to see, because like you guys have been together like what, 12 years now? Fuck, that's long.
It is long.
My little sister isn't even 12.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a bit ridiculous.
She could be our kid if we had her started dating.
At 16, 17.
Yeah.
The height at which Bree's eyebrows just raised was incredible. I want to thank you for all the coffees, the hospitality, my nickname, and so many weekend adventures that we've been on, walking around the city, going down to Phillip Island.
That was a rainy.
That was an adventurous day.
That actually changed my life. I look at balloons completely differently.
Oh, because they kill penguins.
Penguins, not good. Balloons, not good for penguins.
Yeah, fuck you. If you have a balloon.
Yeah,
plus penguin, dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's like if I see. Like I saw someone doing an event and they had a bunch of balloons.
Did you go and pop them all?
No, I was just.
You should have.
Probably how people have a reaction when I don't use a keep cup. If I see a balloon, dead penguin. Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you, Dill. For Tommy?
Yeah, for Tommy, I've got a little more.
Here we go.
You don't have to screwdriver.
An unrelenting patience. Is something that I've learned from you, which I'm really grateful for. Because like the first week when I was here and we went to shoots and stuff, you have to remember I came into this not even knowing what an XLR cable was.
Yeah.
And I had to learn on the shoot and on the fly. And even though I was slow at it in the beginning and didn't fully understand even like how to set certain parts of the tripod up or certain parts of the gear, you were like, yeah, this is, do this or try that.
Me, on the other hand, no fucking time. Like,
what the fuck, Dill?
Tommy, sort him out.
And it was like I said, it was the unrelenting patience that made me feel like I wasn't kind of fucking up all the time and allowed me to learn it properly in a way. So you got that charisma, the charisma and conversations that you have with people, even when it's the first time that you're meeting them. Is really inspiring to see. And that's definitely something I'm going to be taking back with me.
Taking his charisma back.
Yeah. I'm going to be the Tommy Jacket of Canada.
Yeah. Just, whoa.
I didn't even know what that means.
I'm going to start stripping. No.
Just a lot of hey, mwah, hello. You know, double kiss. Always double kiss. Just always double kiss.
Three times.
Hello.
Face lick. All the storytelling techniques through video that you taught me just in doing snippets for the show and stuff and doing it in such a simple way, like showing me that it's not complicated and it's not something that needs to be overbaked. It's once you really learn to recognize it, it's relatively straightforward. So there's that. And as well as the importance of connections, like a lot of the people that have been on the show or a lot of the people that I've been introduced to through the show have all been because of different connections you guys have had. And then you're like, oh no, I used to know this person once upon a time. And it's, I've always heard that, oh yeah, connections are important, but seeing it in real life and meeting people through those connections has been really cool. I need to take a breath because the sugar.
Well, about to have a heart attack, is he?
A little bit. Advice on video techniques. Giving me a new outlook on parenting and family life has been really cool.
What's the shift? What has changed in your outlook
on parenting and having a kid? Well, I don't have a kid. But like I just got
7 months.
I see you in the videos with Bodhi and I'm like, I can't wait to be able to do that with my kid. And just like, you're only 30. You're not exactly old. Right?
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 I think, yeah. Right? I think right.
You're
right.
You're not 50.
No, you're right.
And it's like, when I see you playing with Bodhi and everything, like at the skate park and whatnot, it's like, you guys both look like your kids, just having so much fun. So I'm excited to have that experience one day and try and channel that youth into it. And I'll never forget you laughing when I was in the hospital, getting my thumb stitched up. You come out, how's it going, Dill? I'm like, oh, I got my thumb stitched up. And you just start laughing and everything. We're all looking at the nurse. We're like, what the fuck's going on? And she's like,
how much is this going to cost?
And she's like, oh, no, you have reciprocal. Oh, yeah, we shouldn't talk about that.
But no, that's good.
It's
thanks,
like when a kid falls appreciate off a bike, it. You have two options. You can either be like, oh no, are you okay? Yeah, or it's like, get back up.
No, you always laugh.
Yeah, you got it.
We say to Bodhi, dust it off, and he gets up.
Yeah.
And then he's dusted it off.
With his little finger severed. Right.
Mason.
Here we go.
You're probably the most mature 19-year-old that I know, which is pretty impressive. At least on the show, you're the most mature 19-year-old that I know. The thoroughness that you go through with certain things, like how in depth you go, even in literally like file organization. It's like, you're a fucking nerd with that. And it's inspiring to see because it pays off because the show is becoming more and more successful. And clearly it's an integral part of it, what you're doing. And just your willingness to go outside of your comfort zone. You bleached your fucking hair, man. Because these guys told you to.
Yeah. I mean, you had a whole fucking cat because we told you to.
Yeah, that might have negative repercussions. But like all the stuff that you've done or that I've been able to see you do and experience with you has all been outside of your comfort zone, a lot of it. And it's been cool to see.
Do you think you've gained confidence? Do you think you've
absolutely
matured?
Absolutely.
I mean, you just had a cake. I don't know. Mature a bit. I'll leave that out. But no, I definitely think the confidence.
I think I'm going back to Canada as a different person than when I came here.
What's the biggest difference?
Yeah.
Just a different outlook on on everything. I was talking to Dill Takes Photos the other day, and I had gotten back from the bar with Scooter Derek after we had gone to the comedy night. Oh, yeah,
what'd you do? Where'd you go?
Literally 5 steps down the street.
Like easy street.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and...
what'd you drink?
IPA.
Is that
whatever,
a
whatever his, yeah, whatever his standard IPA was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the name of it was. But Dill Takes Photos was walking back from the pub and we were like sending videos to each other and chatting. And he basically told me all the stuff that I was thinking in my head about what I'm going to do when I go back and how this whole experience has changed me. And I had to write it down because there's no way I was going to remember it.
Because you're off your face on IPAs?
Yeah, I was a little pissed. he said, it's not what happens to you that matters. It's what you do with what happens to you that matters.
It's all good. The monitor just went off.
The girl's definitely panicked.
Is the camera recording?
Yeah, it's recording.
It's all good. Okay, I had a small heart attack there. No, it's not what happens to you that matters. It's what you do with what happens to you that really matters. Mm-hmm. Like I cut my thumb.
Did you?
Yeah, actually right there.
Jeez.
And we could have let that ruin the trip and we could have been like, oh, Dill just can't work for X amount of days. And it's like, oh, well, it was a fair effort while it lasted, but we didn't really let it bother us or it wasn't, we didn't let it get in the way of having fun and still being productive. Right. And it taught me to appreciate what I have and appreciating what I have here as well as back home. Mm. It's like I have a loving family to go back to, but I also have a loving family here, which I wouldn't have expected coming halfway around the world to be received in that way, which has been amazing.
How are you preparing yourself to go back to Canada?
I'm just going to wing it. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go back and I've got to go to the doctors and get a new health card and a bunch of personal admin stuff to deal with. But I'll just take it in stride.
There's less unknown going back though, compared to coming here. There's so much unknown, which I think
almost like you'll see. I heard a great quote, which is like, we travel not for the new, viewing new things, but we travel so that we can see our home in a new way. Mm. And so I wonder how many different things you'll start to notice just going to a coffee shop in Toronto and having that experience.
Yeah, definitely. It is going to be different. But one of the big things that I've learned in the last 4 months, and I also had to write it down because I was going to forget it, is that society has this kind of weird, fucked up mentality where it pushes you to seek a job and money and a pay raise, and promotions to keep yourself comfortable and kind of just get you in the stream and then you kind of just go with it. Mm. And you just want to stay in the main river. You don't want to branch out or anything. Mm. But what I've realized being here, doing the daily talk show, being a part of big media company, getting lost in the Otways, taking buses 4 hours across the country.
Mm. A few of those things we had something to do with, the others we had nothing
Well, he reckons his feet are so bad he's got to go to the doctors when he gets home.
No, getting them checked out because a couple of the blisters got infected and...
You'd be gone for that.
I just don't want my feet to fall off.
No, definitely not. We didn't have anything to do with those, just for the record.
It's all on me. Okay.
That's a good title for your next book. So just figuring it out and the next one's all on me.
This is true.
Yeah.
I kind of like the one that you posted on Instagram though.
What was that?
I can't
one?
Remember.
I can't either.
I was in Sydney.
No, I like that. I like that too.
And it pushes us towards these jobs and opportunities, or these jobs and money rather than opportunities. And like this whole trip, this whole experience was built around a single opportunity to 3D print squeegees. And it's like, it's the weirdest thing to come out. Like this right now is the weirdest thing to come out of you sticking a squeegee up your ass.
It's very true.
Right?
For now anyway.
For now, yeah. Plenty of weird stuff to come. But like what I've noticed is opportunity doesn't wait for anybody. It doesn't care if you're too busy or if you don't have enough money or anything like that. You just have to do it.
So what would you say to your friends? If your friend was like, man, you had the best experience, what sort of advice or things would you be saying to encourage them?
Say I had the best experience because I'm I made the experience for myself. Mm-hmm. It wasn't gifted to me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't handed down. I didn't inherit it through family or money or anything. I wanted to do this thing, and I wanted to make my life something that I would always remember. And I didn't want to just get stuck in the same river, just flowing along like everybody else. I wanted to be able to branch off. And I was only able to do that because I sent the emails and I was like, yeah, it'd be great to come down here.
And you've also got to pull the trigger, right? Like there's people who say, oh, I'll come and visit and all that sort of thing. But like actually booking the flight.
Yeah.
And like sending a plan and saying, hey, this is what I'm doing and making it easy. Like that's all the.
Yeah.
Like people can have crazy. Everyone's got crazy ideas of what they think that they will do. That's the next steps, right?
Yeah. If one of my friends came up to me and said, oh, it looks like you had the best time in Australia. Like how can I do something like that? I'll say, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea how you can do that for yourself, but you have to do it for yourself.
Yeah.
That's the only piece of advice that I could credibly be able to give. Mm-hmm. That and make sure that you don't get lost in the outways.
You don't go the outways.
Not fun.
No, it's been great, mate.
Yeah.
It's, you're hardworking. You're youthful. You make me feel old, even though I'm actually
only 10 years older than
me. It's still fucking a lot.
Yeah.
You notice the difference between a 20-year-old and a 30-year-old.
Yeah.
You would hope so.
But you have definitely shown a work ethic that we will look for in other people that we take on.
Thank
We're
you.
Not doing any more interns, by the way. But full-time employment. No, but seriously, I don't know if we'll ever do this again.
Yeah.
It's a
absolutely unique experience, and we're all playing in ambiguity and all playing in giving it a crack. We'll definitely, I think, we'll still have the posture of giving things a crack, but it won't look like this.
Well, I think you were talking, Dil, about coming and doing this. That's being up for – you're playing a game where it can go pear-shaped. You didn't know who we were. We didn't know who you were. So we were mutually playing this game of this could all be fucked.
Yeah.
And so we didn't know who you were. You didn't know who we were, really.
Yeah.
You listened and saw and, spoke to us on email and shit.
The only kind of perception of your guys' personality and lives was through a 30 to 45 minute podcast each day.
Yeah. I mean, we took a serious punt. And so did you. Yeah, and so that's why I think it's paid off. But when I say we're not doing it again, it doesn't mean we'll never do internships. Mm. But one that's 4 months and you had to travel around the world and embed yourself in our lives. Mm.
Yeah.
And it be your life is a different story. But just imagine we won.
Just imagine in like 9 years' time or 8 or 9 years' time, meeting up, having the show.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
3D Dil being like, you're doing your own, you've got your own thing happening.
Yeah.
And we just like catch up. And that's what I'm excited about. Yeah. Isn't that such a cool idea?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it feels like it's just the start.
Real future nostalgia.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I love. I can't live in the present. Future, past, don't choose in present. We're off to the footy.
Mm.
All right, guys.
It's a daily talk show. Instagram, go on there, The Daily Talk Show on Instagram. Give us a follow. You'll see a bunch of posts that Dylan's done over the last few months. You can still get your book.
Yeah.
If you just, if you go on Amazon and type in
Dylan Torville or I'm Still Figuring It Out.
Yeah.
It'll show up.
Come up. Have you worked out how many you've sold? How's it all going?
10, I think. That's 10, 11 copies. Oh, I mean, I never did it to sell, to make money. Mm. I did it because I'm never going to have this experience to write something like that again.
Mm.
But
most people just have a personal diary. it's great. I think it's awesome.
I've got a book, so flex.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's great.
But thanks to everybody who's bought it so far. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to see that people actually want to buy something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks, Dil. It's been so much fun. And we're looking forward to having you on when you're back in Canada and you can give us the lowdown of what's some weird, wacky shit that 97's
weird
just like,
cultural differences,
It's just like they're on the other side of the road. It's crazy, isn't it?
All right.
It's Daily Talk Show. We'll see you tomorrow. We've got a guest,
Marley Silva. She's amazing. She's got an Instagram account, Titus for Titus,
mm-hmm.
and an awesome podcast. And I love that chat.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. I'm excited to share it. And we'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.
Thanks.